Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. That's usually the million-dollar question that people ask. How can I actually make money? The first thing you got to get people to pay is not their money. First thing they got to pay is attention.
Stayolay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Super You, the Mental Handbook, the Mental Workbook. 25 reasons to quit worrying, 25 conversation starters, the Overseas Basketball Blueprint. Buy a game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/Audible right now. I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work On Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work On Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work. The confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the achievements you have expected to achieve have yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you're going to get a huge dose of personal initiative. You will become the go-getter who can make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all of this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, today we're talking to my freelancers, my entrepreneurs, my solopreneurs. Topic is how to build an audience. I'm going to give you some overall strategic principles that you need to follow to build an audience of people who want to hear what you have to say, who are going to listen to what you're talking about, watch what you put on video, read what you write down, and come to wherever you're at whenever you decide to have a gathering. How do you actually build that audience? These days, a lot of people are trying to build audiences. A lot of people are building audiences. People want to have a serious audience, a tribe, if you will, group of people who are invested in hearing what you have to say. And, you know, they're going to do what you want them to do. They'll make an investment also in you, in addition to the investment that you're making in them. How do you build that audience on whatever platform, whether you're a podcaster, YouTuber, Instagrammer, blogger, book writer, whatever, that you make online courses, you want to do your own live events, whatever way you want to do it, how do you actually start building that audience? Here are the principles that you need to follow. Point number one, you got to speak to somebody. First thing you have to do to build an audience is you must speak to someone. Now, I don't mean that literally, but I kind of do mean it literally. I mean it both literally and metaphorically. And what it means is you need to decide, who am I making this for? Who am I talking to? Who am I going to help in sharing whatever it is that I'm sharing? And get very specific as to who you're talking to. The more specific you can get, the more clearly your message will come across. The better the people who need to hear it will be able to understand it. And the more likely those people who need to hear it, more of those people who need to hear it, will actually come across your message and then pay attention to it. Then they'll make an investment into that message. In business, sometimes any of you who have, maybe you created an online course or you've been selling things online, doing e-commerce, you may have heard someone describe this process as developing your avatar. Those of you who don't know what an avatar is, an avatar is a specific person. Yes, one person that you are making your products or your content for. So for example, if you're making, let's say, eyeglasses, you're starting an eyeglass company, your avatar is who? A 25-year-old female who works on a computer all day and her eyes are hurting because for whatever reason her eyes are hurting and she knows she needs some eyeglasses and she wants to get them, but it's a very tedious process and she doesn't want to have to go back and forth to the eye doctor and she doesn't like how eyeglasses look. That's the reason why she hasn't been wearing them, and you're going to solve all of those problems. She works in this field. She lives in this place. She makes this much money. She went to this school. These are her career aspirations. You want to get really detailed and basically create a person. It could be a real person or it could be a fictitious person that you made up, but a person that you are making your stuff for, whether it is your products, your services, or your content. The more clear you can get on that, the better your message is going to get across. When I first started putting videos up on YouTube back in 06, they were basketball related videos. All I was thinking to myself, I'd never heard of the phrase avatar. I didn't know about speaking. I didn't know these principles that I'm sharing with you here today. But what I did know is when I was coming up playing basketball, there was nobody there to teach me. Nobody in my family taught me. Nobody in the neighborhood taught me. None of my peers were teaching me how to play. I had to figure it out on my own. So I figured I'll just put out what I've learned and maybe that'll help somebody else. And that became my avatar, the player who was basically me. They're a teenager coming up, want to play basketball, want to get better, but there's no one around to teach them. They don't have any money to invest. All they have is their time and energy. Okay, look, you can just watch this YouTube video. Just follow what I'm saying, follow what I'm doing, and that'll help you develop your game. So I kind of developed my avatar organically, not even knowing that I was developing an avatar. The advantage that you have, in addition to the fact that you can look back at yourself 10 years ago or 10 weeks ago or 10 minutes ago and make things for that person, you also now know that you're making an avatar. You also now understand this principle. Okay, I'm going to identify a person who is exactly who I'm making this for. And understand that when you make an avatar, maybe, well, not maybe, but definitely, your avatar can't be everybody. Or your avatar can't be 10 different people. Your avatar won't even be two people. Your avatar will be one specific person. When you make your stuff for that one specific person, there are other people who will come around. There are other people who will jump into it, even though what you made was not specifically for them. I mean, think about something like the Apple products, the iPhone, or the MacBook computer. You may not even be the avatar for whom Apple makes their products. Look at everything that you own, all the products that you use on a day-to-day basis. You may not be the specific avatar for any of the products that you use on a day-to-day basis, but you still bought them anyway. Why? Because that product does something that you need. That product has something that you wanted. There's some aspect of that product that makes your life better or easier or more convenient or helps you do something, even though you may not fit the entire list of their avatar. You fit at least a couple things that matter a lot to you. And that's what got you to become a customer. So it's the same thing with you. If you're wondering, well, if I make an avatar, this specific person, my avatar is this 25-year-old female. What about the 35-year-old male who also needs a pair of eyeglasses? He's going to buy them too, even though he's not your avatar, because everything that goes into your product, there is some aspect that he's going to like, and he's going to buy into it anyway. So your avatar does not, it need not target everybody. You can't target everybody on an avatar anyway. You're one person, right? Your avatar is going to be one person as well. So when I say speak to someone, in other words, you got to know who you're making your material and your products for. Speak to that person's needs and their interests. And when you do, you will have that person's full attention. Now, how do you know somebody's needs and interests? It's because you already know the challenges of whatever audience you're building. There's a reason why you're building that audience, right? When I started putting out basketball videos, there's a reason why I was doing basketball videos instead of soccer videos. What was the reason? Because I played basketball. There's a reason why if you're starting an eyeglass company, you probably wear glasses or corrective lenses, or maybe you work in the eyeglass industry. There's something that's connecting you to that. You're not just jumping into some random field for no reason you know nothing about. I'm not going to start a landscaping business because I don't know a damn thing about landscaping. I don't care about landscaping. Where I live, there's no landscaping, or at least that's my responsibility. I don't have any grass. I live in a building. There's no grass. There's no backyard. So I don't have any interest in that field. So I'm not going to jump into something that I have no interest in, no experience in. I don't talk to anybody about these things. If I put out a product or I'm putting out a service, or even if I'm putting out content completely for free, I'm speaking from or serving you from a position of having some knowledge, a position of having some experience. And that's how I'm able to speak to somebody. So I know what the challenge is that a 14-year-old basketball player who doesn't have anyone taking them under the wing to teach them how to play, I know every challenge that they have because I went through them myself. I know the challenges of a player who's 23 and wants to play overseas, but they have nowhere to begin. They have no prospects, no agent, nobody believing in them but themselves. I know their challenges because I've been that person. And you don't necessarily have to have been the person, but if you talk to the person, let's say if I was a basketball agent, I would still be able to talk to those players even if I never played myself, but I'm an agent. So what do I know? I know the challenges that they have. I know what kind of players reach out to me every day. I know what is missing from a lot of these guys' resumes that makes me not interested. I know what is in the resumes of the guys that are interested. So from your experience, you're able to speak to a specific person. And again, the more specific you can get with the person you're talking to, the more you will zero in on the foundation of your audience. Now, there are going to be some fringe members of your audience as well. Those of you who are listening who have an audience, whether that's online or your customers or whatever it is, you have some really diehard fans and diehard customers. Those are the people who listen to everything you put out, read everything that you write. And then you got some people in the middle, and then you got some fringe people. They may listen, you know, once or twice a week if you put out a topic that they're interested in. They'll listen to that one, but they'll skip a whole bunch of other ones. You put out 20 products, they might buy one or two of them. Maybe they'll buy none of them. Maybe they'll get on your free email list and don't even take any of the goodies. Maybe they'll unsubscribe because they think you're emailing too much and it's not really targeting them. And that's all right. You're going to have some fringe people. You're going to have some people that are somewhere in the middle, and you're going to have some diehards. Your diehards are the people that match your avatar. This is how you start the audience. These are your foundational people, the diehards, the people who everything you say is specifically, they're like, damn, it's like you're talking to me. It's like you're reading my mind. It's like you know exactly what's going on with me. Some of you who are listening to this, I'm talking about you right now. I'm mimicking your words right now. Those are the diehards. Those are the people that you're really making your content for. Everybody else is cool if they get value from it. And if they don't, it's also cool because they're not your avatar anyway. Point number two. Today's topic is how to build an audience. Be consistent. Number two thing you can do to build an audience, these are not options. These are things that you must do. These are requirements. You got to be consistent. Consistent in your delivery. That means however it is you're giving people stuff, keep giving it to them that way. Consistent in your schedule. People are expecting you to do it once a week. Do it once a week. They're expecting every day. They buy something and you say it'll be delivered in 4 to 6 weeks. Make sure they get it in 4 to 6 weeks. And your product, whatever your product is, be consistent with giving them that product. I tell you this every day what this podcast is about. Mental toughness, confidence, building discipline, personal initiative. I'm going to talk about those things every single day. So you got to be consistent. When people know that something is consistent, they come to depend on it. What we depend on, we will pay for. We value. When people depend on things, they pay for them and they value them. Look at your own life. Things that you pay money for are things that you depend on, things that you value, because you know exactly what you're going to get. It's the exact same thing with you. And people start understand when it comes to building an audience these days, people begin by paying attention. That's the first thing they pay. It's often when we talk about building audiences and building your brand and building your tribe, a lot of people's biggest challenge when I talk to them is, well, how do I make money from this? That's usually the million-dollar question that people ask. How can I actually make money? The first thing you got to get people to pay is not their money. First thing they got to pay is attention. Okay, attention is the new money. In 2018 and beyond, the number one thing you got to get from people is their attention. Once you have their attention, then you can figure out how to get their money. But first, you got to get their attention. Because if you don't have somebody's attention, you probably can't get their money unless you're, you know, a pickpocket or a thief. Or you're a prince in Kenya who somebody won $1 million. All they got to do is give you their bank account and they can get all the money. So that's point number two, being consistent in what you do. Every day on this show, I talk about confidence, the ability to put yourself out there boldly and authentically. How would you like to be able to keep yourself out there, to stand your ground when challenged, to speak like you mean it, both in your tonality and the energy behind what you say? And how would you like to call the shots in your own life? Maybe call the shots in your business, call the shots on your team or in your family. Learn how to do all of the above and more with my 30-day course called ASAP Confidence. What if you were able to go from the average bench player to the starting lineup just through a change in your psychology? What if everybody had to straighten up when you walked in the room instead of the other way around? What if people were falling all over themselves trying to measure up to your standards instead of you trying to measure up to theirs? What if you could generate more business just by transferring your own personal self-belief to that of your prospects and your clients and the people you're talking to? What if you looked at yourself every morning and you saw the first-class person that you truly are instead of seeing someone who is incapable or someone who's inferior or someone who's never going to reach their goals? You will do all of that through my course called ASAP Confidence. Learn to put yourself out there boldly and authentically and consistently, not just for 30 days, but for the rest of your life. Get full details and get started at dreallday.com/ASAP. That's dreallday.com/ASAP for ASAP Confidence. Now let's get back to the show. Number three, today's topic is how to build an audience. Be a person. That's point number three. Now, episode number 878. A few weeks ago, I told you that the key to building a personal brand is that you got to have personality. Can't build a personal brand with no personality because nobody's going to buy into you because there's nothing interesting about the person. Only difference between, let's say, the Home Depot and Walmart and Apple and you as a personal brand is that they are a company is the thing that people buy into. People buy into the Home Depot. They buy into Walmart. They buy into Apple, they buy into the iPod and the iMac and the iBooks. People, when you're a personal brand, people are buying into you as an individual person. So you got to be a person. If you want to build an audience as an individual, you got to be a person. If you're building an audience as a brand or as a company, the brand has to have an identity. People got to know what you're about. What is the feeling that I get when I deal with this person? And you got to have some personality for that. Have an opinion. Have somewhere that you stand so that people know if you're for them or if you're not for them. Again, your avatar. Every company has an avatar. You as a personal brand, you got to have an avatar. Walmart has an avatar. The Home Depot has an avatar. A landscaping company, a successful one, has an avatar. Garbage truck company has an avatar. Office Max has an avatar. Apple has an avatar. And again, you may not fit their specific avatar, but you still buy their stuff. So again, don't worry about who you're excluding. People will buy anyway if you have what they need. Be a person. Point number three. That means share the thing that separates you from everybody else. And here's what separates you from everybody else. It is not, when I talk to people who are building their brands, this is one of the biggest mistakes that I see people make or that I hear people talking about. I say, well, okay, what separates you from anyone else talking about this thing? Because I promise you that I'm not the only person in the podcasting world or the video making world or the writing world or any other world that I'm in who's talking about confidence, who's talking mental toughness or discipline, or if we were to put all this into one category, mindset. I'm not the only person talking this. There are thousands of podcasts out there talking about mindset and YouTubers and bloggers and people sending out emails and people writing books. And I do all of those things. There are other people talking about all those exact same things. And it's all right. I'm okay with you knowing that there are thousands of other options. Why? Because I know what makes me unique from all those other people. And it is not that I had necessarily had better information on confidence and discipline and mindset and mental toughness. Maybe I do. It's not that I have better delivery than them. I probably do. It's not that I have more experience in them, I'm more consistent in them, even though I probably am. It's not any of those things. The number one thing is me. I'm the difference. See, so I could give somebody else a word-for-word transcript of everything I said in this episode and let them go record their own. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be as good, right? Because they can't take my words, make it theirs, and they can't say what I say and do it better than me. They're not going to do me better than me. The number one thing you have to share in building an audience is your personal experience and your story. Your personal experience and your story. Now, I need to go a little bit deeper into this because I got to give you some qualifiers here. Is that just because you have a story, because everybody has a story. If you're listening to this right now or you're watching this on YouTube, you have a story. Everybody has a story. Okay? You're 5 years old, you got a story. Everybody got one. All right? Not every story is worth listening to, though. Did you hear me? Not every story is worth listening to. Not every experience is worth sharing. Not everything that you've been through is worth people's time or people's attention or worth them buying into. So your story can't be boring, okay? Your story is not going to be interesting at all if you haven't done anything. And here's the key thing that I want to make sure people understand is that what makes your story and your experience valuable is not just your successes. Because a lot of people think, well, I haven't achieved that much. I haven't done all these things. This person's done more things than me. Yes, you do need some achievements to build credibility. Achievements build your credibility. Okay, but what builds your relatability are your failures.
Now, you may look at me and say, wow, I like what this guy's doing because he built this brand and he has this Work On Your Game freeze and his podcast comes out every day and you played basketball professionally and you wrote a couple books and you put out all these videos. Those are all achievements. Right? Those are all pieces of credibility or however you value them. Those are things that I've done that are accomplishments that make me look good. But it's the failures that allow you to relate. When I say, well, look, I couldn't even make the team for 3 years, or it was a struggle for me to get into playing overseas, or I started building my brand for the exact fact that I was struggling to stay consistently employed playing professional basketball. So those are the things that make me relatable. You could say, oh, well, look, I see that. Okay, I can relate to that. Because if all I had was a string of successes, you couldn't relate to me. You look at me and say, well, you couldn't really buy in. You couldn't really understand because you're like, this guy doesn't know anything about what I'm feeling because all he's done is succeed. All right? Is anyone listening to this or watching this or everything you've done is just successful? Like everything just succeeded. All you did was win. If any of you been in that situation, you can't relate to me. And I can't relate to you because you need to listen to somebody who just succeeded every time. Everything just worked for them all the way through. I can't relate to that. I can't speak to that. Maybe you listen to the wrong podcast. Your personal experience and your story can't be boring and it's not interesting if you haven't done anything. Okay, the failures are the good part. In case you didn't catch what I just said, the failures are the good part. Yes, you need some successes because that's the only thing that makes your story worth listening to. See, if you haven't succeeded, nobody wants to hear your story. Nobody wants to hear a story of a person who's just been failing all along. All right, that ain't interesting. I don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear it. All right, we want to hear someone who succeeded, but we want to hear about how they failed and how they were able to succeed anyway despite the failures because all of us have failed. All of us have gone through those valleys. We want to hear about the peaks, but we want to know how you got through the valleys to get to the peak. Point number four. Today's topic is how to build an audience. Enjoy your work. You want to build an audience, you got to enjoy what you're doing. Now, what do I mean by this? Audiences gather for what reason? Have you ever gone anywhere and there was an audience? If you're a coach or a player and there are fans in the stand, if you're a person who performs on stage and people come and they sit in the crowd to watch you, if you have a podcast or a YouTube channel and people and you see the views or the download numbers on your shows or on your videos, what are they gathering around to get? What are they coming to get? They're all coming to get the same thing. Audiences gather people to see a show. That's the only reason an audience gathers. They want to see a show. Something is going to make them feel something. Something is going to make them think about something. Something is going to entertain them. Something is going to touch their emotions. Something is going to make them laugh, make them cry, make them happy, make them excited, give them some new experience. That's the only reason an audience gathers ever. So give them a show. What do I mean by give them a show? It means you got to perform. Now, performing does not mean you got to dance around or be bouncing up and down off the walls or you got to sing a song or it doesn't mean any of it. It doesn't mean you got to be a showboat if that's not the type of person you are. It means when you're doing what you do, you got to enjoy what you do because people can tell when you enjoy your work and they can tell when you don't. Those of you who listen to this podcast on a regular basis, which I know is a lot of you because I've seen the consistency of our listenership go up every single quarter since this podcast launched and I appreciate you for it. Can you tell that I enjoy doing this? Can you tell that I have fun when I'm recording the Work On Your Game podcast? Has it ever felt like I was just going through the motions, just doing this because I got a podcast? Man, I got to do another episode of the podcast. I said I was going to do it every day. I got to do it. You could tell. You could hear it in my voice. You can see this on YouTube now. But the first 800 plus episodes of this podcast, there was no video. All you had to go off of was the sound of my voice. Did it ever sound like I didn't want to be doing it? Did it ever sound like I was just doing it out of obligation? Did it ever sound like I didn't enjoy it? See, just the sound of somebody's voice can be a show because you can hear that they're enjoying. They're enjoying the fact that they get to share whatever they're sharing, whatever it is. Whether you're a guest on somebody else's podcast, you're interviewing someone on your podcast, you're going solo on your own show, whatever it is, people can tell when you're enjoying it and they can tell when you're not. Do not just go through the motions. People can feel it coming off you. They can see it in you and they won't react to it. If you're not responding to your own work, how would you expect anybody else to respond to it? You got to enjoy what you're doing. That's what I mean when I say put on a show. Putting on a show means enjoy your work. When you enjoy it, that will come through in the things that you do. And the people in the audience will feel that. And the people in the audience will respond to it. When you give energy to your audience gives energy back. How do they give energy back? By subscribing, by listening to the next episode, by watching the next video, by buying your next book, by staying on your email list, by filling a blank, whatever, coming back and buying something else from you. However it is you want to engage them, they will engage with their energy when you're giving your energy. If you're not giving any energy, which you can't when you don't really like doing what you're doing, you're just going through the motions, people can feel that. And they're not going to give you anything back. And therefore, you won't have an audience. All right, that's why you got to do all four of these things. As we recap, today's topic is how to build an audience. Point number one, speak to somebody. Who is your avatar? In other words, you got to know who you're making material for and speak to their needs and their interests. You will have their attention. Number two, be consistent in your delivery, in your schedule, and in your product. People value what they depend on. What we value, we pay for. Number three, be a person. You got to have personality to build a personal brand. The thing that separates you from everybody else is your personal experience and your story. Your experiences become more valuable, not only because you've achieved things, but because of the failures that you fought through in order to get to the achievement. So you need both. You need the achievements and you need the failures, and you need to share both in order to really, really connect with people. And your story cannot be boring. Don't have a boring story with no achievements, no failures, and add some personality to it. Be the person that you are, or whatever person you want to be when you get on camera or in your book or on a microphone, and give people a show. Point number four, you got to enjoy your work. Audiences gather to see a show. If they're not getting a show, they will not come back. They will not buy again. You will not pass go. You will not collect $200. Perform. This does not have to mean dancing and bouncing off the walls. It means you got to enjoy what you do. When you give energy to your audience will give you energy back. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it.
I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work On Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work On Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay.
I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.